That's not on tape. Oh.
What's today? Tuesday night. Simon Pei Tes. Sif Gimel we're up to, but I want to say something. Simon Pei Tes, Ochos Tfila. I want to say something about Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel, actually. We learned yesterday about Malacha being Masasik Petrachov. There is a din here somewhat similar to Shabbos, actually, that Chetzei Shemayim is Mutter. And Simen Reish Nun, in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura brings down in Simen Reish Nun that if you're shopping for Shabbos, so he says if by the time you finish davening there won't be left, you won't find things left that you need for Shabbos, yikne v'chakach yispalel. Ach yere likros kriyashma mikoidim, kibin chikvar agiyaz mana. Ve'ein zeh b'chlal ma she'omru osu lasos chafetz of koidim she'yispalel. I'm quoting the Mishnah Brura now in Siman Reish Nun. Shizu chetzei shemayim hu. So it, there's such a thing as the hetter, just like by Shabbos, the chetzei shemayim is mutter to talk about and to talk about. So here also, it's a hetter. It's not called gaiva, I guess. It's not called disrespect. Again, it's the same you say. We're not talking about involvement that you'll forget to daven. We're talking about the union of kavod, you know, it's not appropriate. So for chetzei shemayim, the Chasuchim talks about futstoka and yonim. That you can do before davening. Okay, now we're in the middle of Siv Gimel. Lo lechol v'lo lishtos, not to eat or drink before davening. The Gemara in Brachas learns it out from a pasuk. Mishnebura on Siv Katan Chafalif. Am I doing something wrong? No. Mishnebura on Siv Katan Chafalif. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafalif says the Eibur Alzeh Amr Chadal Shalom because one of us is Shlach Lechay Gevecha after your goof Amr Chadish Baruch Hu, but we dash him from the Lashon Gaiva Lach Hashachah V'Shosav and Izgoa Kibul Alu Malchus Shemayim. The Marshadiyah speaks out like, if it would only be Gavecha your goof, then maybe water would also be Osir. By perceiving sort of a creek sieve or altikri or the lashon of gaiva, or maybe the fact that such a strange word was used, gavecha, so it's an inyan of gaiva, and therefore things like mayim and refuah are mutter, as we'll see. But that's the lashon hagemara and brachos. Achash ochel of the shosim and his ga, kibud olav malchus mayim, the gamas michu devarim ala posuk, le toichlu ala dom, so an asmachta, we're talking about an isid rabbon and most hope, we're talking about an asmachta, his michu. Like Toich Lu Koydim Shetispalalu Al Dimchem Ba'afilu Te'ima Ba'alma Osir. We're talking about not like normally by Shema Yimashech, we're talking about a Kebetzo. Here we're not, here we're talking about even. Now look at the Bir Halacha, because Nachkamina, Ze'atam Hashemi. Lesser afilu acha shekibul olav malchu shemayim bekriyashma. Those lines for his pal tfilus yutches. He says, according to the first reason, Lashna Gemara is kibul olav malchu shemayim. Malchu shemayim is kriyashma. According to the second reason, it's an inyan of tfila. Alkenirali, afilu mishamukhrich lechol lerefuah koydim at tfila, yikra al koponim kriyashma kodim. Because that he can do. In other words, the Mishnah Brura sees in the Lashon HaGemara that Kodon Kriyashma, and therefore says of the Kiddush, he says that that's a significant reason, so, you know, just say Kriyashma, what's the big deal, just say it. And therefore, even if you have the Heter of Refuah, so you should say Kriyashma Kodon. That's the Bir Halacha. This is taken issue with Achrayim. For example, if you look at the Mechaber's Lashon, He says also that the Sasek Betrocha Bedelech Derech Achi is followed Tfilah Shmona Esrei. Although the Gemara uses the Lashon of Makabel Malchus Shemayim, the Mechabes of the Pharisee of Shmona Esrei, you find in the Gemara sometimes the Lashon of Malchus Shemayim Shleimo. You find the Lashon of Kabbalah Tol Malchus Shemayim in conjunction with Shmona Esrei, not just Kriya Shema. Says a person gets up in the morning, he's mafane, washes his hands, puts on talis and tefillin, and he's kari kriya shma mispalel b'zui malchus shemayim shleima. So there's no real diuk for the Gemara. The Mechaber certainly didn't pass Mishmona Esrei. So that's also, if you do the Mishnah Berurah Zaitza, it's a big kiddush. Why? Refuah is a clear heter. Refuah is a clear heter. If you do what the Bir Halacha says, the Chayyim point out, you're completely wiping out the inyan of Kriya Shema with the brachas. The Groa places big stock in saying Kriya Shema with its brachas. Although, Ma'akev, of course, we know that, the Groa knows that. But the Groa, if you go through the Rishonim, they give it various amounts of weight. You know, saying Kriya Shema with its brachas. The Groa gives it a lot of weight. Anyway, so if you do what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, and there's no real reason to, they claim. The fool is a clear heter. And it's questionable if Kriya Shema is really the point of this whole halacha. So the Chareinu Maisua take issue with this Mishnah Berurah's perspective, and they say, no. Certainly in his Nafkamina about Refuah, they say, don't say Kriya Shema then. Say Kriya Shema with its brachas. This is a clear heter. And
why don't you say tonight?
What?
Why don't you say it tonight?
Say there's no reason to do this. It's clear that the Gemara means Mechaber Paskins, it means Shmona Esrei, not Kriya Shema.
But you also said that.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah. No one's disputing what the Mishnah Berurah holds. You're right. In Reish Nun, you also see the Mishnah Berurah speaking out that if you say Kriya Shema first. Okay. Mayim is mutter. Water is mutter. Maybe nowadays water is gaiva also. You have to buy bottled water. Very expensive. Avian, whatever it's called. It's like Shaykh Bahu gaiva. So nowadays it is gaiva. Look, my bottled water is better than your bottled water. The Davka Beloy Tzukr. Avalon Tzukr Osir. The Kosh gained beer. Vaday Osir. Tea, coffee. Mushta Lishlosu Kaidim Tfila. It has Dreshuchal Achavin Daitu Lispalil. It has that picker upper. It has caffeine in it. Well, if it doesn't have caffeine, mind wakes you up. You know, you have a cup of coffee in the morning. Ubiprat, especially, Amakomo Shiragilim Dohem, famous Yashavadas Biltom. You know, I can't get going without the morning coffee. Chalze Beli Tzucker Beli Cholov. Well, I'm not going to hop a little space in Tzucker. That's sure the Kavona Sachrein and the Chener Advas, the Kavshim to Tzucker and the Gaiba Gedele Mizu, Kaidam Atzvila, and why are people make ill with sugar? So he says, Mishibur has like an interesting way of looking at it. He said, if you put the sugar in the tea, then it's derech gaiva. But if you put the sugar in your mouth, so then you just have something in your mouth to make the tea more palatable. Einzer b'chal gaiva. It's a little, I don't know. You know, if you can't drink it without sugars, coffee, I don't know, tea, coffee. Yeah, coffee's pretty bitter. Without sugar, it's hard to drink. Now, kreinam ha-meikil, it doesn't matter. The Mishnah Berurah's chilek is a bit arbitrary, that this way is gaiva. The main thing is that you're not drinking a soft drink. That's already more than water.
Ice coffee.
Lemonade.
Ice coffee,
right. The point is you're making it palatable. Bitter, so you're putting in some sugar just to be able to get it down. So that's okay. The Achrayim say it really doesn't matter if you put the sugar in the tea, as long as you're putting it to taste. Just enough to take off the bitterness. Not because you're going to have a geshmaka drink.
Milk?
milk is more osur. Again, it's totally in the makom. If people can't stand black coffee and they're putting in milk again just to make it palatable, it'll be okay. You put in a drop. Some people take half a cup of coffee, half a cup of milk.
What's the need of the guy?
That's you're taking care of your own needs before you are paying service to Hashem. You're putting your own needs first. That's it. That's what it is. Okay. The Minasina Satsuk, it's along the same lines, just taking care of your business before davening. That's why it's in the same shift. So Bekitsa, to eat some cake beforehand, you really should not be makil, because Mr. Bruce says, you know, then you start with, I can't drink here coffee on an empty stomach, I have to have a piece of cake to go with it. Ancient Sad Lahakel, he says you can't be makil, not even kokosh cake. Unless you feel weak in the morning, you feel weak, and it bribes refuah, like the next halacha we're going to learn, that sometimes plain food and drink is refuah. If it'll stare your kavana and davening, that was the criterion we learned. If you're that weak that it'll stare your kavana, then you could. It's mutter, Machaber says, to eat and drink before davening. Umikol makom, say kriyashma first. There's good old Mishnah Berurah again. But here he says parshishma Yisrael. Okay, I guess that's the Diyaraisa part of kriyashma, according maybe to the most shittos have the first parsha being the Araisa. Some say the second parsha too, some say only the first pasuk. Because of the Sefer Pesachei Tshuva HaChodosh, the Yesh Lemno HaMelishka Satei Bavoker Kodem Atila Basifas Chaverim. Yeah, that's all, makes sense. Ayin Shom Taimoy, Uldag Zei Rogel Ustaf Mizei Ezraacher, once you're doing that, because of Arash, but the Kach also lay Lodin Lassu Pechafetz of Kodem Shius Palel, they shall yaf na libel do dover at she is palel. Think of the Shulchan Aruch Seif. Sid Bey, she was the Saki Bidvar Machem Kwal at she is palel. But Regiyan Basifas Chaverim, you get really involved in that. Start schmoozing, or they read by Yisicha, and they get into an interesting topic, some Gishmaka Lashon Hara, and they have a bull session, and you can miss the whole Zman Kriyashim Tefillah by schmoozing. So don't get into a schmoozing club before davening. That's what the Mishnah Berurah warns against. Getting back to the Mechaber, so Lelecha B'Lelishtos Avomayim Mutter Lishtos Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv Klomar, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat M'chov Gimel Deloy Tamar, don't say the B'Shabbos also B'Lav Hochi Shem Da also Litoim Kedem Kiddush K'mash Mom Deino also Rak Dafkik Shigiyaz Man Kiddush because you can't eat, you're not allowed to eat. Filas Musaf Osir indeed Mishum Kiddush. The Kaid Musaf Ayin Simon Reish Pevel Sim Gimel. There's some talk about before Musaf to what degree you can if there's no wine, can you eat something before Kiddush? Mutter. Oichlun Mashkan Rafu is Mutter. You should be feeling humble, not gaiva. He's sick, he has to take care of his body. The medicines themselves, not just food and drink, the sham refua, but the medicines themselves. Medicines, pills. Atzomei is a little funny because you can drink water anyway. Shabir Halacha says it means Yataka can't drink on an empty stomach, doesn't agree with you, and you have to eat something. That's why we're talking about Tzomei Varov. Arayim Becha HaChoylem Yem Yesh Be'yichoyos L'chavim Daita Yisparlel V'yem Lav. So here he changes from the Lashon Rambam. We talked about it yesterday. He says, "Emotzal yispalo atchir chol v'yishka." But rov harbe means you can't concentrate. V'yishka ma'pashen emachuyev because the kamar embraitsa. But tamishem adach from his bazeh bladoch emichadn kol kach. So to do something purely because of a lack of kavana is a little suspect that you'll be matzliach. Because we can't stop him, he's giving it the old college try. So we give him enough rope to hang himself. Now if he doesn't have kavanah, he's in big trouble. Okay. Sif hey. Yemischa lecho kodim adoso shachar. Started this man when it's mutter. Tzorek lahafzik. First sheet in the mechaber is that you have to stop. Why? Because we're not talking about a Shema Yimoshech type iser. We say, well, we started bad there, and it's only Drabbana, we're not so makbid, blah, 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 as we find in other areas in Halacha. Here, it's Osir Be'etzin, it's not Osir Al Shema Yimoshech. We say you're not supposed to eat before davening. So why do we care that you started Be'etzin? That's the reason of this Mandiyama. It's Osir, it's objectively Osir, it's not Osir because of what it might lead to. It's Osir. So even if you started Be'etzin, but now it's Osir, so you have to stop. That's the first sheet. The Yeshom and Shema Tzarech Lahafsik. That you don't have to. That even the singing of Gaiva apparently dissipates, and it's not like that if you started better. It's not considered Gaiva, you're just continuing your meal, you're finishing up your meal. That's probably the Shailaya. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Zayin. Hiskalechal, afidu ha'ya beheter. Ainu show you Yosef Chatzis Shah the Loisa Shachar. The Betecha Chatzis Shah it's Osur. That's Al Shema Yimoshech. That's a separate Indian. Within a half hour, anyway, you can't. We're talking about he was Hiskel Behetter Mamish more than a half hour before. We're talking about the creation of the right of Dafka Moichel Yosef Mekabeta in that half hour. David Derech Keva. Olishtus Mekshir Zeh, because that's the Shema Yimoshech Shir. Shema Yimoshech is in the half hour. Abu B'pochel means Mutter Ad Amura Shachar, but a Kazayas is Mutter, there's no Shema Yimoshech, so in the half hour it's Mutter, there's no Shema Yimoshech. But then once it becomes the Zman, then it's also because it's also Be'etzim, as we're explaining. Okay? Tzorech Lahatzik, Shema Amura Shachar. Abu Gab de Betzilus HaMenchein Tzorech Lahatzik, that's because there's no, there you're worried about Shema Yimoshech. Here you're worried about Leitechlu al Adam also. Leitechlu Kodim Shetispalalu. So then Tzorech Lahafsik. Now the Zohar holds, the Mishabura brings down, that you shouldn't eat before davening no matter when you get up. It doesn't mean if you're up a whole night, Shulis. You could punish for a whole night, gain 10 pounds over the night. You should make subscriptions beforehand. You should bring your iced coffee, Shulis night. People have to pay you beforehand. And you bring your iced coffee. You can sit there nursing a big iced coffee all night. I buy sometimes an iced coffee before I get onto the bus in Gula. And I have to stay up on the bus. It lasts me, the whole trip lasts me an hour, a good hour. Okay, there it's like slush a little. You don't have that. I don't know, like slush. Well, you have, maybe you should do that last night. Maybe you can get Parva iced coffee. For the people who are flacious. Well, you just have to substitute the creamer instead of milk, no? What's the difference? Hey, maybe I'll do it. How much money can I make? Maybe I'll open a stand. Maybe I'll make concessions in every shul and bring swimming. Wait a second.
Oh, we make enough concessions here.
Okay, so the Zohar holds, whenever you wake up, you're not allowed to eat. This is not... I got onto this rant because the Zohar is not talking about if you stay up the whole night. Zohar means whenever you wake up, you're not supposed to eat before davening. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. When you're sleeping, that's your Dishti Ashari. Why say that? Because you're thirsty. I don't know. Maybe the Zohar says eating. It's not clear. You have to know what the Zohar says. Where would the Zohar be in Leisaychu al Adam? Probably in Kedoshim. Get a Zohar, Rabbi Greenspan. Here's your big chance to learn Zohar. Yeah, get a Zohar and Parshas. Let's start. Let's try Parshas. We decided it's Kedoshim. probably Kedosha. I have a Zohar on my Shtender. But it's on Bahar. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's it. I know it's on Bahar. I was looking up something in Bahar. I was chazering Zohar on Bahar. If you come Shabbos, I will be quoting a Zohar. This Shabbos, you're getting first advertising. This Shabbos is a continuation of important concepts of Shemitah, and it will be tied into Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satorah. Don't miss it. I'll try to speak less than 15 minutes. I'll try to speak. No, I won't try. Very important concepts. Second half of Shemitah concepts this Shabbos, and how it ties in with Kabbalah Satorah and Har Sinai. The name of the Shmud, I'm giving the speech a name. It's called Ma Inyan Shmitah Til Har Sinai. It's a very original name, I admit, but you know, my creative juices are flowing.
We assume there'll be a pasuk.
I'll give you a hint. The Medrash says that pasuk both in regard to Nasav and Ishma and in regard to Shemitah. And now I can't give away where else. You won't come. It's just a trailer. I gave you a trailer. The Medrash says it. The Gemara says it about Nasa Vinishma. And the Medrash then goes on to say that it applies. That's the famous thing about Shemitah. But the Gemara says that very pasuk about Nasa Vinishma. So I will explain Mitz Hashem. I hope the connection. And we'll be talking more about Shemitah, going into it even more, and explaining how it hooks up to Nasa Vinishma. Okay, wait, I never looked at a Zohar in my life. Where are we? Kedoshim. I don't know how to look this up.
Give it to
Arden. We're talking about Leitoichel Al Hadam. I don't even know if it's here. Yeah, Bar Ilan has it. I can do a search. When we put ourselves together, Mitz Hashem, in a few short weeks, the Torah Learning Committee, someone's going to be in charge of the Bar Ilan and the computer, and it's going to be on the Bima, and we're going to be able to use it. Okay.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Well, that's, you know, 15,000 swarm. Like, this is a Hikabal of Avecha. Anybody? Anybody?
Which possibility is
it? I'm just assuming it's by Leitechul Al Hadam. It was in Kedoshim. Okay, anyways. Oh, here we are. So, Leitechul Al Hadam. Koydim Shedispalu. Chay Pichu Kol Shapsukim. Our Portuguese mom was oral was born and boy. No. Anyway, the Zohar says not to eat whenever you wake up. Mishabur brings it down. I don't know. Medina, afilu yashem butalach avolishtos. You shouldn't just wake up, and if it's before a half hour before Alos, just eat, because why not? And Mishnah Berurah says this. You should take the Zohar seriously.
So people that do it for preparation.
What?
People get up purposely prepared for something.
Okay, Mishnah Berurah is not talking about that. That's a specific reason. That's called yes mukhrach. Ruth is an Eino Mukhrach. That's, if you're doing it to prepare for its own, that's called Mukhrach. But the Mishabur takes the Zohar seriously. Vayim b'mach tzashekel shekosav, Rav Chaim v'tal, shayachol ish libo, ochol ish shosa, ito dov lechazi gufo, okay? Lo osar ki yim lechol umalos tav oso. Yeah, that's always osar. So you see it's mutter. But the Chayadim fal to Teir Shadiyak in the Mishabur. B'chayorim chal tazayim gam kein kosa da'akom koydim or hayom v'libo chorosh v'agadezim izbato milimudo mutalechol. In other words, he's saying take the Zohar seriously, but don't take it too seriously. That's what he's saying. It's going to stir your learning because you're getting up early to learn, or you really feel a little weak, So, you know, like, don't take the Zohar too seriously. That's really, it's not a nice way to say it, but that's what he's saying, really. That's the Rashba, probably. Rabbi Yona. That what? That even though it's objectively osur, but still, it's maybe not really gaivadik if you started already and you're just continuing. But Shalom of the Tfil, Afilim Hiskel Be'isr. Because in a Chiyav Drabonon, even if you are Maskel Be'isr, you don't have to be Mafsik. Tfil is a Chiyav Drabonon. So, even according to the Rambam, the first Tfil of the day is going to be the Araisa. What? No, not for tefillah. That's what he says. That's exactly that. Well, you know, the Asian world, you follow the rules. Like, you follow the rules. The rules are for a mitzvah derabbanan, even if you were maskil be'isser, you don't have to stop. Right. What? Chab is telling you a chiddush in the tzorach lahafsik. Mishnah Berurah is speaking out, and that ain't tzorach lahafsik. That for davening, it's a filu hiskul be'isser. But kriyashma, which is minat Torah, tzorach lahafsik im hiskul be'isser. Now, having said that, one could take issue with it, which is what Rabbi Nussbaum meant probably. That really, well, what's the problem here? This whole dynamic of Hiskel Beheter Ein Tzorach La'afsik is with a Shem Yimoshech issue. But here we're saying it's objectively Osur. So when the time comes, it's Osur. And that's why the Mechaber is really Solsein, the Shulchan Aruch Solsein, Tzorach La'afsik. Because it's a whole different set of rules. What would be the rationale of the Yesh Omer Shein Tzorach La'afsik? So we said, well, maybe it's not Gaiva if you're just continuing, you're not really starting. So one could make the claim, logically, if that is true, that's Svara, and, you know, makes sense. So then even a fiscal behisser, you should have to stop. Even for tefillah. Because we're not dealing with a Shema Yimoshech. No, we're still not following the general rules. We're still in a different dynamic of objective isser once the Zman comes. So we're saying, so what's the svara of the Yesh Omrim? Well, maybe it's not. But once you hiskel be'isser, you have to stop. Even for a chiyuv d'rabbanan, because that's not the point anymore. We're dealing with a whole set of rules. But the Mishnah Berurah does not say that. The Mishnah Berurah does not explain how he understands the Yesh Omrim and the Tzorach La'afsik. So he holds you would follow the normal rules of Tzorach La'afsik or not. Okay? I could see a reason to be machmir, but it's no big nafkamina, because we paskin like the svara Rishona, which is that Tzorach Lahafsik period, because it's objectively also. Then Birich Vichas Hamozon, if he benched already, the Osik Bishtiya, Tzorach Lahafsik. You know, it's Ladibri Akol, because that's not called you continuing. Once you're not washing, it's not called continuing, like you find in other areas in Halacha. And every moment of eating is considered a new thing. It's only called a Hemshech if it all relates back to the meal. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not, no shiur tomorrow night.